This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 and a half the hour. Here it is on Monday, the 22nd of March. Wowie zowie. We're working our way through March, working our way back to you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air as we get ourselves virally adjusted to today. Nice to have Victoria back. I think we have Victoria. We're playing with all of that stuff.
I heard her voice and I was
ooh,
excited.
Ooh. Sounds like, Phil, you got to do a lot of work there, and Jennifer as well.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break, and we will adjust all of these things that we're supposed to have. You sure we're good? So let's see if we can. All right, so here we are trying to figure out what's the relationship between the United States and China and Russia. There's an interesting, the NCIS Los Angeles episode that was on last night has a hypothetical circumstance where the Russians have a bomber that lands on California soil. And the idea is that they may have come, you know, who knew why they were there? The suggestion was the Chinese government messed with the Russian plane so that it could land or crash into America and explode and kill half the population of California and therefore start an incident between the Russians and the Americans, and the Chinese would be laughing all the way to the conclusion in which this wasn't my hypothesis from reading, watching it. It was the hypothesis of the writer of the show, and that was the conversation that was taking place. So this is it's gotten into pop culture, even, that the Chinese are setting the Russians and the Americans up. I don't think that's the first time that there has been a suggestion of that sort of thing in somebody's mind, so it made a good movie or a good television show. I did see The Courier over the weekend with Cumberbatch. What's his name?
Cumberbatch.
Yeah, him too.
I like Cumberbatch better, though.
Yeah, right. He's been in a couple of movies lately that have been quite good, frankly. It was very good. It was a true story of how a British non-agent, a courier, got information from a Russian operative, somebody who's high up in the government, to the Americans about what was going on in Cuba. And it was really the courier and his relationship with the Russian that was responsible for bringing the Cuban Missile Crisis to a head. I thought that was very, but it was a true story. It reminded me of the story of the three women who were responsible in large part for making sure that the astronauts got up to the moon. A story that we never hear told for whatever the reason. And you wonder how many. But you wonder, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, how many of these stories actually take place behind the scenes? What really is going on?
Yeah. There are many of those stories.
Yeah. So I know. And is this sort of like the bad old days of the Cold War, only instead of it being Russia and America, it's now China, Russia, and America?
I think it's really timely to talk about this, not just because it was a storyline on NCIS, but because last week, as much as I think that's the driver of big news, but our Secretary of State kind of got his lunch eaten by the Chinese. Anthony Blinken met with the Chinese contingency. They met in Alaska and were embarrassed, and he had no response at all. He was taken off guard. Well, it was a back and forth. They had the media there. And basically the Chinese said, why would we take any advice from you when people in America don't even believe in your democracy? Why are you trying to shop this around the globe and use military power to enforce democracy when people within your own country seem not so happy with it?
I don't understand what that means. We're not happy with democracy that was there.
Yeah, he said so many people have cast doubt. He brought up the Black Lives Matter movement. He brought up the riots that we've seen throughout the years.
Well, that's because of democracy. they've got a lot of damn nerve.
Well, exactly. So this is the point. And Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, stood there and looked totally taken off guard. I mean, what wouldn't you come back with that saying, well, democracy may not be perfect, but we have a form of government that our people can trust, that can change. They can be active participants in it, and we see some of this stuff as positive move forward. And by the way, China, where did the coronavirus come from? He said none of that. He just sat there. And in fact, it became such a storyline that on Friday, people were like, President Biden, what do you think of your Secretary of State? He looked like he choked. And so then Biden had to say that he had all the confidence in him. But it was embarrassing. And I think that's, you know, on an international stage, that's not necessarily the message that you want to send, is an apologetic America. And that's why I think it's particularly timely that we talk about this. That in conjunction with what's going on with Russia. I mean, you've got Vladimir Putin, we were laughing about it, on Friday calling for a public debate with Joe Biden because, you know, he called him a killer. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a great time.
Well, the other thing that's going on isn't just Russia and China. There are lots of assets in America that are being bought up by other countries. The companies are in other countries. The Chinese have bought radio assets. They're trying to buy into them. They're trying to buy into broadcast assets. They're trying to buy into, and they aren't trying. They have succeeded in buying into American assets. This took place during the Trump administration, so there's no perfection there either, buying all the land that they bought. You know, we're weak, and we've shown that we are weak, and there's no good reason for us to show that we're weak. And there are more and more examples. I mean, the border, the Chinese, I suppose, could take a shot at that. It's easy, and so, as you have suggested, why wasn't it giving them back to them in spades? Like, three times as much bad stuff is going on from China as could be construed to be going on from America. But it still isn't settling to see people buying all of this English company buying up the largest or a large percentage, a majority percentage, and the largest radio operator in the country, in the world, in fact. I see no reason for that. I see no reason for us to be letting the Chinese buy things. I see there's no reason other than the greed of the owners who want to get paid out their stock bought up at a good price so that they can retire or go buy a boat or whatever it is that they do. Meanwhile, American assets that are important, what's more important than having communication with the people who live in the country? And having a big radio outfit bought up by somebody who's not an American, some company that's not American, having our land, the agricultural asset of our country's farmers bought up by the Chinese, and what the hell's the matter with us? And we keep talking about this, and nothing seems to be done. Trump didn't really do a whole lot about it. Biden's not doing a lot about it. I'm not sure Obama did much about it. In fact, it started kind of with, you know, back to the Bush administration when we became weak. You know what I found out over the weekend?
Don't forget to give a little credit to the Clintons, who the reason that China has all of our pharmaceutical business is because of
Bill because
Clinton.
Of them. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
yeah,
because of what happened in Puerto Rico.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so here's something else to think about in terms of why, again, the Chinese eating our lunch, if you want to use that terminology, is pretty grossly, but it's pretty apt, I think, under the circumstances. So in World War II, this is for all of the greatest generation to think about with your children and your grandchildren. Think about this statistic. Between 1940 and 1945, we got into World War II in 1941, but we really started prepping for it a year before. But if you even want to make it 1941, in the 4.5 years that we were at war with Japan, at war with Germany, we spent in today's dollars, adjusted for inflation, $4 trillion to beat the Japanese and to beat the Germans. $4 trillion. Since a year ago at this time to today, the United States of America has spent $6 trillion to buy our way out of the situation that the Chinese created with the coronavirus. Think about that. In 1 year, we spent more money than the United States in equivalent dollars did in the 5 years of World War II. What in the hell does that say about what the Chinese are doing and how we're falling for it? We fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And thus, we are where we are today. And then you look at the...
And not to make it sad, but the more people get used to all of this government extension...
Oh, yeah, lives, more money for
the
doing
more
nothing.
Want it. And yeah, so then yeah. The front is, oh, well, we'll put together this spending package so people get $1,400 a month. Okay, great, but we should be getting $10,000 a month for the amount that they're spending, not $1,400.
Yeah, what are they doing with the rest of the money?
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, and so what's the solution? So we've presented the problem. The solution is getting in the Chinese and Russians' face, the Iranian, whatever it is. But are we doing it? I don't know anything about this guy who's Secretary of State one way or another. There's a lot of political reasons for these people to get these jobs. I don't know anything about the guy. What's his background?
He used to be a pop star.
He was what?
He's kind of a failed pop star.
What do you mean?
He has an album.
The Secretary of State?
Yeah. You can listen to it if you want.
What do you mean?
He has an album. He was a singer. He was a pop singer.
What's his name again?
Anthony Blinken.
That's his qualification for being Secretary. Come on. No, you're drinking my
shit. No, when he was a teenager or a young 20-something, he had a band, and he has this pop album out. Phil can play it. I've got a link to it if you want. We can back. We can listen to it. I mean, obviously, when the pop career didn't move out, he went into government work, and now here he is.
Okay. Hey. All right. Well.
Those albums all come back to haunt us when we think we're really talented.
Yeah, maybe, Phil, see you find some of that. Next it's half hour, we'll play something from our new Secretary of State. And in the meantime, we're also in the next few minutes going to find out what's trending here on the DJV program, 17 after the hour. It's clear that it's time for a shot of clear. There it is. Right there in my nose. Jay's got it. Jennifer's got it. Victoria's. We all have it. And we're all using it. Clear. X-L-E-A-R. The only all-natural sinus care system, and I'll emphasize all-natural. It's used, the main ingredient is xylitol, and it's used by a lot of different things like toothpastes. The main ingredient in a lot of toothpaste because it cleans and disinfects, gets rid of all those bacterial colonies that break into your system, whether it's your teeth, your nose, wherever it is. This is the secret. This is the ticket. This is the way for you to keep your nostrils clean during the day. Once you use the Navage to break up whatever the crud is that's in your nostril in the morning, after you brush your teeth and comb your hair and become good little boys and girls, and then we go out and about our day, take the clear bottle with us and spray it into our nostrils and keep the bad stuff that doctors and nurses and other public health officials are trying to keep us away from. Matter of fact, there's a petition right now before the Center for Disease Control to get doctors and et cetera to use nasal sprays as part of the daily combatancy for the things that have created the pandemic. So let's help them get their approvals. Go to clear.com. Sign up, only take a second. Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com. Look for the green tab. And while you're doing it, make sure that you use this product every day. Help everybody all the way around. All right? That's the deal at clear.com. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website too. 1-800-325 4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here we are at 23 after the hour, Monday the 22nd. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, Doug, with what's 20? Oh, 20. What's 20?
You okay?
Yeah, 20. What's 20 here? There was a very interesting spill up instead of spill down on Air Force One. We'll get to that right after this.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so here we are, Jay Kirshner, with her focus on what's trending and Biden falling up the stairs, up the down staircase. Remember that English show? Anybody remember that beside me? Up the down staircase. Nobody remembers that. I didn't think it was that far back in my memory. At any rate, so Biden fell his way up to getting on Air Force One, and people made a big deal out of it. And people chuckle a little, but I'm not chuckling. I think that the fact that this man or whoever is president, every single step, literally, that he takes, every word that comes out of his mouth, Every action, everything is minor to major, and I think it's getting way, it's like everything else in our culture and our society. We're eating our young. We're making fun of somebody who's the president of the country, who's an older gentleman, who's going to have those gaffes. If somebody followed me around every day and watched what I do, I sometimes misstep. There are things that happen when you get a little bit older. Things aren't as secure as they used to be.
The White House saying that it was windy is probably what was funny, because when I was a little kid, I used to be afraid to ride my bike because it was windy outside. But typically the wind doesn't blow people over. So I think it was just that it accompanied, and Jay, you probably saw all the memes that were going around.
Yes. I mean, everybody falling down the stairs and up the stairs. Oh my goodness, the Mario Kart. Did you see the Mario Kart one?
No, I missed that one.
Somebody superimposed Mario Kart into one of the video clips of Biden tripping up the stairs. I mean, it was like a triple trip, but Mario dropped the banana peel, and so it was like Biden slipped on the banana peel twice before actually falling. And he's not even the first president to fall on those stairs. When you look at those stairs, those are kind of daunting to begin with.
Yeah, they are. So as a matter of fact, I see that Forbes has ranked all of the gaffes of presidents running up and down the steps, right? How many different gaffes did they go over?
Yeah, Biden's didn't even make the top one. Biden was about number three. Number two was when President Trump had toilet paper stuck on his shoe. Then the top one was President Ford when he slid down the stairs. Yeah. And some honorable mentions were Mike Pence and Barack Obama.
Yeah, by the way,
it happens.
Jerry Ford was somebody who did much more of this. How short our memories, or how little we were being taught or shown what happened in the 1970s. Jerry Ford was falling, and he was a man at that time in his late 50s, early 60s, I think, when he was president, and he fell down all the time. It was like Chevy Chase, right? It was like a Chevy Chase.
He had a great knee. He had a knee that kept giving away.
Right, from his football days. So, come on.
This particularly feeds the rumor that it isn't quite Joe Biden who's running things in his administration. So I think that was part of the fun that people were
having. I don't know. And, well, given the performance of the guys, and if it's happened the way you described, Jennifer, what happened in Alaska with the Chinese, I would say there may be something apt to that. And speaking of that, coming up in a few moments, we will have some of the music from the new Secretary of State. Why not? And we'll join the party here, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's tough automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on our The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have started releasing illegal immigrants into the United States without a court date because there is no space to hold them due to a surge in crossings. A senior source with the Customs and Border Protection is reporting that immigrants were being released into the system with biometrical data, then released without a court date due to space restrictions. Biometric identifiers are fingerprints and facial patterns. President Trump, in a statement released Sunday, slammed the Biden administration and called for an investigation into the cover-up. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, is facing a nursing home scandal similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. According to reports Sunday, the state of Michigan faced a lawsuit over an executive order by Whitmer, which forced patients who tested COVID positive back into nursing homes in the close proximity to other vulnerable residents. Governor Whitmer has used a special law in Michigan that has exempted her office from having to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The pandemic has sure changed our lives. What about the next pandemic? The idea is being put forward. Dan Durocki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
In the last week, many have marked the one-year anniversary of the start of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, reflecting on the ways life has changed in the last 12 months and mourning those lost to the virus. But some health officials have also been looking for ways to protect against the next pandemic. The former science advisor for Operation Warp Speed says that a large investment in vaccine manufacturing capabilities is needed. Dr. Mansif Slawi tells CBS News the cost of the investment would be a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of another pandemic.
The preparedness, in my view, should in particular include availability of manufacturing capabilities, which means manufacturing sites, manufacturing equipment, and manufacturing people that are running the manufacturing of vaccines on an ongoing basis. We should be having laboratories and manufacturing sites dedicated to discovering, developing, manufacturing, and stockpiling vaccines.
Three worldwide pandemic outbreaks of influenza occurred in the 20th century, in 1918, 1957, and 1968. All three have been informally identified by their presumed sites of origin, such as Spanish, Asian, and Hong Kong influenza. In NASCAR, a pass for the lead with eight laps left in Sunday's Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Ryan Blaney took the top spot from Kyle Larson, who had to settle for second place. I'm Lance Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Clear through. Say that again, Doug. Clean, clear through, and deodorized through the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. We actually came up with something new, Victoria, but we thought we were trying with the DJ squared V because they're now two J's, Jennifer and Jay. I'm not sure how well that worked. How they
that's very hard to say.
It is, yeah. DJ squared. Yeah, no, it didn't stick at all. All right, so anyway, Jay's here, Victoria's here. First of all,
about 5 seconds.
Yeah, right. Well, it was interesting while we tried it, that's for sure. So Victoria has been gone for 2 weeks. Good to have her voice back. Good to have
her
presence back. And you're okay. Everything is healing, not perhaps as you would like it to, from what you've been telling us off the air, but
yeah, it's slow road, but I'm happy to be back, and I feel like Jared Leto coming out of that meditation in the desert when he realized there was a pandemic around him. I've been totally out of the news loop for 2 weeks. I've just been kind of delirious, so I'm listening to you guys to catch up on what's happening in the world.
Right,
we've been a little delirious, too.
What is happening in the world is our discovery of who Anthony Blinken really is. Here's his song from when he was a youngster.
No, and by the way, can I correct myself?
What?
This was from 2018, from what I'm seeing. I thought this was when he was a kid.
2018 song is called Lip Service.
Lip Service tonight.
I know. It's awful.
This is not a bop.
Why
old men with dad bands. This is like Mike Huckabee playing the bass. Like, you guys, hang it up.
Michael Harrison's got a new song coming out. We'll be playing that pretty soon. So, anyway, this guy
is
the
Secretary of State, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so he has done other things. As Victoria is quick to point out, he's been involved in State Department activities for how long?
Since 1993. He worked under Obama as a deputy director.
And Clinton,
of
State.
Yeah. All right, so he went from a boy band to being...
I don't know. I wanted to say that this was somebody, like, this was something he did a long time ago because I heard it and I heard how awful it was and I thought he did it during the 80s. But when I looked it up, he did this in 2018, which makes it worse. This is awful.
Yeah, so he's bad. Trying to do new wave again.
I'm almost sort of wanting to hear Patience, which, according to this article I'm reading, was an ode to what people should feel during the Trump administration. Do we dare listen to Patience? I don't know. Do you have it, Phil?
Patience, this is who did Patience. Same guy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All I want is you, all that's real. Help me now, because patience is dying. I've been loving you for such a long time. How old is this guy?
He's in his 50s, I think.
That's like the prime age for the dad band. Our friend Rich McFadden has his band See Alice because like they're in on the joke. They know you're in your 50s. You're in a garage band. Like, hang it up. Sony Music isn't coming calling
sure
for you.
I'm pretty sure Rich's music is better than that.
I've never heard Rich's music. I don't know, but it probably is better.
I heard him play guitar, and I think it's better than what I just heard. But
speaking of playing things, there's a whole big deal about Claudia Conway, who's Kellyanne Conway's daughter, lest you forget who she was. She was a big kind of a mouthpiece for the Trump administration. There's a lot of backlash.
Did she make it on American Idol?
No. I think they made fun of her, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they kind of just sent her along.
Oh. Yeah, but because apparently on page 6 today, anyway, there's a story about the American Idol premiere and the fact that she even made it there and the political side of it.
Oh, she did go to Hollywood. Look at that.
Yeah. But why is it because, what I resent, or kind of resent
ratings,
here,
right?
Is that they take Kellyanne Conway because she's a kid, she was a kind of an upstart, she didn't get along with her mother, she's kind of a freshie, but does she have talent? Or is she getting moved along because she's Kellyanne's daughter? There's all of that. People,
you know, it's less about Kellyanne's daughter. I mean, Kellyanne's daughter, of course, that's a huge part of it. But she's one of the most followed people on TikTok, and they're really trying to tap into that younger audience. So even if she wasn't Kellyanne's daughter, I think they'd still push her through because she's got millions of followers.
But why? They're criticizing her because of her mother, which is what we've become in this country. Everybody who's connected in any way to somebody else. I mean, come on. What, American Idol is criticizing her? No.
I don't think that they are. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who else. I don't know what the story is, but I don't know.
I don't think
that they're... I don't think the judges are bashing her on American Idol, or else
it's not about criticizing her. I think it's about the fact that her family life is so tumultuous, and she has played it up on TikTok. And remember, the reason Kellyanne left the White House is because they all made a deal as a family. She was going to go off social media. Kellyanne was going to leave the White House, and George Conway, who was in that group of pedophiles, the Lincoln Project, would step away from his Twitter account as well. So I think that's what they were all
George Conway's
to
a pedophile now?
No, I said George Conway was in the Lincoln Project with all of those pedophiles.
What's
the
connection?
The Lincoln Project.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a big story.
Again, 2 weeks in the desert.
It's been longer. I have no idea. But the Lincoln Project has totally unraveled because the two founders of it have all of these
sexual charges. What's the Lincoln Project? Explain to people who are unaware of
the Lincoln Project. I know very well because one of the people in it was named Jennifer Horn. And she's the Jennifer Horn that we have known, Doug, from being on radio in New Hampshire.
Right.
And the founders of the group came together during the Trump administration as Republicans who couldn't handle the Trump message. Well, the problem is they gave their money to Democrats, and not only away from President Trump, but like in the Senate races in Georgia. Instead of supporting the Republicans like you would think they would, since they're supposed to be these good standout Republicans, they were supporting Democrats. And so a lot of Republicans went, wait a second, why are you touting yourself as a Republican group if you're not really doing that? And so the owner, or the person who created the Lincoln Project, Steve, I think his name is Steve Weaver, I'll double check on that, or John Weaver, excuse me, has been accused of sending all sorts of lewd messages to young men, people who are underage. This is a guy who was really involved with John McCain's campaign in Arizona when he ran for president. He was involved with John Kasich's campaign when he ran for president. He's been accused by, I think, like 24 or 25 people who said they got suggestive messages from him, and the youngest was 14 years old. So the guy's disgusting. The Lincoln Project has now since disbanded because they're gross. So there you go. Everybody's out.
Well, see, here we are again eating our young. I don't know how we're going to, whether on our own we can stem the tide of being so critical, but the criticisms, the business, because social media, Jay, is as powerful as it is, they continue, whether it's the gaffe of falling up the stairs on Air Force One from Biden and people thinking that it's funny or amusing, you know, that kind of stuff. There's no, well, I suppose there is a place for it with some people, but I don't see how that helps us make things better and deal with the Chinese and the Russians, who are the biggest threat to us and the world.
And they're watching every bit of it. And that's what China's moving back in the face of our Secretary of State with his guitar is that, well, you know, you guys aren't doing very well. And he was not prepared to say, wait a second, us, what about you? He was not ready to throw it back in their faces. And it was a big loss. And so that's a hit for democracy, not just here. It's a hit for democracy all around the world when that stuff happens.
Yeah, not cool. Speaking of these last year and the numbers and stuff, Turkey's weekly COVID figures keep increasing. Deaths are rising because they had a lot of relaxed restrictions that they were dealing with over the last 3 weeks or so. I don't care what the numbers are. They're just going up. And so it does bring around the question, is it because they've relaxed their restrictions, or is it because there's another strain, or maybe a little bit of both? But the news media had a picnic with this over the weekend, and once again scaring people. I'm getting my shot, second shot, tomorrow. I thought it was today, but it was tomorrow. And then we've got a lot of other people who are proudly wearing their, it's like I get, you know, after you vote, I voted. People carrying around the card. And so, okay, we got the card. And then we've had our shots, apparently, according to the stats over the weekend, that the two that we're using now, not AstraZeneca, I don't even think they've tested, there hasn't been enough Johnson & Johnson.
I don't think they ever approved that one here.
What, AstraZeneca? No, they haven't. No, they haven't done that
for good
that
reason.
Yet.
I just got
a news alert on AstraZeneca this morning as I woke up, and they said that it's 70-something percent effective from severe cases, 100%
but Pfizer
and mild.
Yeah. And Moderna, Pfizer especially, is 94 to 95% effective, according to the stats. Moderna is about 9, which is exactly what they said when they went out into the marketplace with it. When we first started getting our shots last year, that was what they said in the trials that had proven to be. And then there are those on the other side who say, that this is going to be, you know, when it all comes to roost in 20 or 30 years, it will be like a Trojan horse. In terms of, you know, so you got all of this stuff floating around. I don't know what science it's based on. I don't even know that science is any good when it comes to some of this stuff. I guess you just have to trust your gut. But anyway, the situation in Turkey is causing a lot of people to be concerned one way or another. There's an Israeli company that claims that there's a new oral vaccine that's on the way. This is a pharmaceutical company that's funded by Americans. They're located in Israel. They're now involved in phase one of a clinical trial as an oral contraceptive kind of for this, if that's what you want to call it. Oramed Pharmaceuticals, which is a company based on technology developed by Hadassah University Medical Center, they started a joint venture with Primus Biotech to develop this oral vaccine. It's called Oravax. The vaccine is based on their oral delivery technology. So this is new on the scene, right, ladies? There hasn't been any, I don't even remember any talk about there being an oral insulin, sort of. And that's what it is. It's kind of like that. They have an oral capsule for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. That's been on the market. That apparently is fairly successful. So anyway, this could be a big deal. And but at this point, I don't know. People aren't objecting to getting a shot. They're objecting to the contents of it or what they think the contents of it is. So in order to sell this, it seems to me they better be able to prove that there are no harmful effects of this going down the pike. And one, I think it's all speculation myself. I think
we would have seen something by now because people have been vaccinated with Pfizer and Moderna, and they're in the older categories, the more at-risk categories, for months now.
Right.
So I think it's a good sign that we haven't really seen anything crazy. When I was in the hospital, I was eavesdropping on a group of nurses who were in an earshot from me, and they were all saying that the hospitals in New York and New Jersey, because we've got another kind of spike right now from the New York variant. It's traveled to New Jersey because we're not that far away. And so they were saying that the Johnson & Johnson, the speculation on that one, is that it's only good for 3 months. So
yes.
A lot of the nurses were saying, you know, they were going to try to start doing inpatients and things like that to kind of get everybody in.
Well, the oral may come in handy because next year it's like the flu vaccine. Every year you're going to... It is a flu.
That's
every
what CNN's headline was a couple weeks ago about the... I think it was the Pfizer. It was one or the other. It was either Pfizer or Moderna, where they were suggesting that it may only offer protection over 3 months. If that's the case, then are you going to have to do this every single time, this onslaught of people? I mean, not only is that a moneymaker for pharmaceuticals, and one thing, Victoria, you might have missed while we were gone, is that one of the things that, you know how they were not giving out hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, it became like a struggle to get it, and a lot of people thought, well, it's just Trump and it's political. I've heard now from several doctors, sources of mine, that it said there was also the pharmacists were getting a lot of pressure from the pharmaceutical companies who wanted people not to get that because they were trying to get them in line for the vaccine.
Right.
Well, it's not, and they wanted to get them vaccinated.
Yeah. All right, 47 after the hour. More food for thought here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. And I suppose all of this leads us around to protection and how you can be in the first line of defense for you and your family by using the nose cleanser. Victoria, you were on this first, I think, of all of us here. Navage, cleaning your nose. And now because of what you've been through, you need to have your nose cleaner and protected. And so that's why this is good. It's good for everybody, frankly. Keep your nose clean.
Yeah,
it really
especially
is.
For neti pot users, because you know no one likes doing the neti pot. It's a mess. It's
messy.
Kind of clumsy.
Yeah.
It's just Navage takes away all of that. It does everything for you. I'm a huge fan.
No problem with Navage in terms of what the reputation is for it. And one of the reasons that it's so successful is the company is guaranteed it no matter what. You don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com, and learn if you haven't heard or you haven't worked on this thing yet, how you can breathe better and get better sleep, you can be better during the day, cleanse everything in the morning when you brush your teeth and wash your face, use the Navage, and you will have a much better day and a much better life because you'll have cleaned out the stuff that causes you to be unhealthy. All that bacteria, the pollution, the allergens, viruses, all pass through your nose. Get rid of them in that crusty morning yuckabunga in your nose with Navage. Order it at Navage.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 3030.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. Yep, it's Tech Talk time. Victoria's back, so she's going to get into it. There's a new social media network on the horizon. You'll want to know about that right after this.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
All right, so, Victoria, who's got the new social media network? Surprise!
Right. Well, former President Donald Trump plans to return to social media in the coming months with his own platform, which I actually think is probably a smart move, because if you know, no one else is going to cooperate with him. He might as well just create his own rules, which means there probably will be no rules on this platform. And so his advisor, former Trump administration advisor, who is still with him now, Jason Miller, has been making the rounds on the weekend shows touting this new platform. He said it'll probably be released in about 2 or 3 months. There's no name of it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be something with the name Trump in it, because I don't think Trump would take a chance to not brand his name. He said that, of course, they expect that it'll attract millions of viewers, and so essentially
it's going to be, let me understand, Twitter, Facebook, Trump, whatever. Is that kind
of... Yeah, I'm sure it's going to have Trump's name in it, because everything he does has his name in it. So, essentially, that's what he's working on.
A lot of money.
There are a lot of rumors, that he was going to start his own TV network. This could be the beginning of that, where you would have a digital, Twitter has live feeds. He could probably have the same thing. The infrastructure, the technology exists for that already. Facebook Live, things like that. So it's probably smart, and this is probably what he was really intending when that news first broke that he was going to be doing, live TV stuff. It's probably just going to be this on a digital platform.
So it'll be interesting to see how they monetize it. And that'll be
probably the same way that, whether it'll be subscription based. I don't think so. I don't think they'll charge people for it. But there could be add-ons within the app.
Make a lot of money, because there are a lot of loyalists that would pay anything.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, NASA is going to test a new helicopter on Mars. Let's get that story. This is fascinating.
The Geek Out. As the Mars rover Perseverance settles in on the surface of the red planet, we get closer to one of the mission's most interesting tests, the small helicopter or drone currently attached to the bottom of the rover. Now, this rotorcraft, named Ingenuity, is actually itself a test. NASA wants to learn if these types of flights can successfully take off and traverse the Martian landscape in a useful way. Ingenuity only has a camera and a microphone. It's not doing any sample collecting or other tests. Like I said, in itself is the test. It should be launch soon, and if it can successfully fly in the Martian wind and air, NASA has a handy new way to scout. We've tweeted links to NASA's info on Ingenuity over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, the Justice League on TV, weird. What's the story, Victoria?
Well, if you're planning on watching Zack Snyder's Justice League, it's 4 hours long on HBO Max. A lot of fans are very excited about it. The ones who've seen it love it. But here's the thing. If your TV screen looks weird, it's actually meant to be that way. It was shot in the traditional 4:3 ratio of framing, which means that's actually what they used from the 1920s until the late 90s. It's actually meant to be that way because it's supposed to be better formatted for IMAX in the theaters. So don't change your settings on your TV. You may just have to sort of suffer through it if that bothers you. Jay said she watched it with her husband and they didn't really notice. So it just depends on maybe the size of your TV, how new your
TV
is.
But our movie guy, Chuck Curry, said that it's horrible on television and a much better thing in the theater. It's not
TV.
So
exactly. Yep.
Yeah. That's something to think about.
I'm sure they'll show it in theaters eventually.
Yeah. Let's hope. Get those theaters open again. Please. If you please. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem
and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.